Neighbours in Nuevo Alberdi, Rosario, take the law into their own hands. Frustrated at the growing violence as rival gangs fight for control of the lucrative cocaine market, they've had enough. Using whatever tools they find, they destroy the bunker, a makeshift kiosk where drugs are sold to punters. Due to its surrounding ports, Rosario has long been a transit point for drugs travelling to Europe, but the local dynamic is new. Residents demolished the bunker in January after three people were shot. All three survived. Others, however, have been less lucky. Vilma Jaime lives around the corner from the bunker.
Here, everyone is used to hearing gunshots in the morning, at midday, at whatever time of day. You can hear them. Kids of only 9 or 10 are already wandering around with firearms.
Although one bunker has been destroyed, another is located just a couple of blocks away, Vilma says. Asked who it belongs to, and her answer is coy.
I can't tell you the name because it puts my life in danger. It's dangerous.
Peligroso.
But Rosario's greatest problem is police corruption. On New Year's Day 2012, three teenagers were mown down in the Villa Moreno neighborhood. Three police officers are due to go on trial later this year for helping cover up the murder spree of the alleged shooter, El Quemado, a notorious local dealer. At the end of last year, a separate investigation revealed close links between the force and gangs. Then-provincial police chief Hugo Tognoli resigned in October, embroiled in the scandal and accused of protecting dealers. In prison for 15 days, a judge subsequently ordered his release, only for him to be re-detained earlier this month, following details presented in the ongoing court case. In central Rosario, the province's head of community security, Ángel Florindo Ruandi, defends his colleagues.
Some drug dealers were already arrested here in the city. There have been some important detentions, but we can't think this is just a local problem. It's much bigger than that. Santa Fe, where Rosario is located, is surrounded by four Argentine provinces and doesn't have international borders. Drugs are entering through Paraguay and Bolivia, and then arriving via road or river, places which are impossible for us to control here, because it's the responsibility of the state.
With the national government and the province passing the political football, the problem doesn't look like it will be resolved soon. Ed Stocker, RFI, Rosario, Argentina.